From the First Presidency, Open Your Heart to the Holy Ghost, by President Henry B. Eyring, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. When Jesus was about to leave his disciples, he told them how he would give them his peace. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John chapter 14, verses 26 and 27. Feelings of the Holy Ghost are more precious than anything we can see or hear. Sometimes they feel like a soft burning in our heart. For me, it is often a feeling of light. When you are baptized and confirmed a member of the church, you are told in a blessing to receive the Holy Ghost. At that moment, you can have the Holy Ghost with you, but you still have to choose to welcome Him into your heart and mind. I pray that you will open your heart to the Holy Ghost. I pray you will feel the joy of having Him as your companion always. Painting what's in His heart. The Holy Ghost helps us remember. When President Eyring wants to remember something, he writes it down in his journal. Sometimes he also paints a picture to show how he felt. First, he makes a pencil sketch. Then he adds a layer of watercolor. He lets it dry and adds another layer. When one of his grandchildren was serving a mission in France, President Eyring painted missionaries walking down a street in Paris. President Eyring likes painting pictures of boats and his family. This picture shows Sister Eyring in a little boat when she was 8 years old. This painting of President Eyring's wife, Kathleen, and two of their 6 children remind him of his love for his family. Try drawing or painting your own picture. End of article. Open Your Heart to the Holy Ghost. Read by Jean Nelson.